Good morning and welcome to day 28 of the Being Challenge here at Ascension Lutheran Church in Citrus Heights. I'm Pastor Scott, and a good Saturday morning to you. I hope you got a chance to sleep in this morning. Today we are is our second day looking at the fourth keystone habit, seek solitude. And today the theme from Pastor Zach's book on the Being Challenge is, he asks the question, is being alone good? Is being alone good? Well, the reality is that we know, and Pastor Zach has pointed out, that we're never truly alone. We are relational creatures, and wherever we are, we're always in the presence of God. And that's what this seeking solitude habit really is all about, is being quiet and seeking those times of withdrawal so that we can connect more deeply, more intimately, more consistently with God. Pastor Zach talked about a room in Minneapolis where it is so silent that actually it registers negative decibels. They use that room for testing and other things. But one of the things that he points out is that people can't handle going in that room. It's too quiet. It's deafeningly quiet, if such a thing could exist. It says that the longest any person has been able to spend in that room without needing to leave because of the lack of noise is 45 minutes. I was thinking about that room when I went into the kitchen during lunchtime and all the preschoolers were having lunch. It is deafeningly loud when they're all together in the kitchen. And I crave silence. I crave peace. I crave quiet. And they're not doing anything wrong. They're just being kids. But you know, we should certainly acknowledge and give thanks for our preschool teachers who spend all day with the kids and noise levels that are beyond what I find comfortable. But sometimes too quiet, I'm uncomfortable with that as well. How about you? What do you do when you're alone, when you are quiet? One of the things that Pastor Zach encourages us to think about is that we reveal a lot about what is important to us by what we do when we're alone, when we're in solitude, when we're in the quiet. Sometimes we just need to find those times of quiet that we can hear God's voice, that we can be attentive to who God is and what God may be saying to us, how God may be leading us. Here at Ascension, a number of years ago during Lent, we were hosting Taze prayer services once a week. And during those services, we had a time set aside for silent prayer, a time of silent reflection. And even though we were gathered together, we weren't in solitude for those times of silence, it still allowed each of us individually to connect with God during that time. An interesting thing happened. The first night we tried it, we did it for 5 minutes, and we announced we were going to do it for 5 minutes, and there was a lot of fidgeting, a lot of coughing, clearly people weren't comfortable in the silence. Each week we added a minute, so where the final week we had 10 minutes of silence together. And I heard from more than one person that at the end of those 10 minutes, they were craving, wanting it to go longer. They were surprised it was over as quickly as it seemed like it was to them. They had actually entered into that time of reflection, into that time of connecting with God. How do you connect with God? How do you find those times of silence and solitude where you can listen for the voice of God guiding you, directing you, telling you that God loves you? I look forward to seeing you on Monday morning for day 29 tomorrow morning, if your schedule allows. If you're local, to join us for worship here at Ascension at 10 o'clock Pacific Standard Time. If you're not in the area, we'll be live streaming on our YouTube page and Facebook, which maybe is where you're even watching this. And that gets live streamed at 10 o'clock Pacific Standard Time. If you're worshiping somewhere else, I pray that you're able to find some joy in your worship and time of rest, Sabbath, on the Lord's Day, and I'll see you Monday morning at 7 a.m. for another one of these Being Challenged videos. Take care.